This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. It is What's On Your Mind at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or text it at 701-226-8503. It's brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson Sons, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck since 1908, but across the region, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. One of the oldest mechanical companies in the city of Bismarck. They pride themselves on thousands of buildings. They've installed the plumbing and piping systems, not only in Bismarck, Mandan, but throughout the region. They can design and build new construction, prefab, repair, remodel, and they're a link service contractor that allows them to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the region. Free estimates, call them 701-223-3393 or go to hatandsons.com. H.A. Thompson and Sons. Seven after the hour, so Scott Hennin finally making D.C. That was kind of a cluster. But never fear, Daryl Lees is here.
Yeah, he had kind of a rough day yesterday.
That was kind of a rough day, but thankfully, with the advent of social media, everybody can be kept updated as opposed to, you know, the old days. It would be, where's his plane?
Yeah, did he make it yet?
Did they leave Fargo? Or are they up in the air?
But, you know, when you're going to be a world traveler like Scott, I mean, things are going to happen like that. So yeah.
I remember it was about 22-23 years ago, sky phones were still kind of new. Had a flight from the Twin Cities to Columbus, Ohio that got delayed like forever. Finally got in the air. We got to the halfway point. The captain said, well, we're halfway to our destination, blah, 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 blah. Somebody grabs a sky phone, calls somebody in Columbus to let them know, and they said, no, your plane hasn't taken off yet.
Oh, nice.
The people at the airport are left thinking that the plane's still in Minneapolis. Well, we're at the halfway point in the air. We've been in the air for a while.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah.
Kind of makes you wonder, like, wait a minute.
Okay.
Now, of course, these days we all have apps, and you can even
track it.
Get it down to a little plane in the little pretend sky.
Oh, yeah. Going across. Yeah. Zoom it in and know what town you're over and everything like
exactly.
That. So, yeah.
Not in the old days when the captain had to radio in and find out where you were and stuff. Now we all know.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Well, it's good to be in here again today. Been about a week since I've been here. That's a long time, you know.
That was a whole year ago.
It was last year that I was here. So, I mean, you know, Scott's going to be joining us off and on throughout the day here from D.C. It's the swearing in of Congressman Kelly Armstrong and Senator Kevin Cramer today.
More fun for the English language. Why do they call it swearing in? Because you don't
swear,
clearly.
You know, there's been a lot
it's
of memes.
It's not called the cussing in.
Yeah,
it's called the swearing in.
A lot of memes lately around the English language and, you know, two and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
When does it get used? When doesn't it? So, yeah. But, no, it's, and then, you know, they're going to be live reports from Frisco.
Yeah.
You know, Bison Nation heading down to Frisco.
Why are we just going to annex that town as part of North Dakota?
Well,
we should just do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's South Fargo. It's considered by the Bison Nation.
I mean, we buy so much beer, they run out. I mean,
well, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, they were not prepared for the impact of the Bison Stampede. The first time that
I guess
the Bison
not everything's
went to
bigger
Frisco.
In Texas,
yeah,
is it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Evidently, their cooler space is smaller.
Wow, these guys actually drink a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, so
I guess you guys don't in Texas. Okay.
So it's
a myth all this time. Everything's bigger in Texas. No,
right,
it's not.
Right. So there's a a lot of folks have arrived yesterday. A lot of them are arriving today down in Frisco, and Steve and Evan will chime in with us here and let us know what's going on down there and how much festivities have already started by those that are the early arrivers down there, and kind of an outlook of maybe they got some outlook of what the team's thinking and their attitude. Who knows? We'll find out when they join us. And
there we go.
At 10:06 today, Heather Lang is going to join us in studio here. Heather is one of the great members we have at NDFB. She was just appointed to the American Farm Bureau Federation Promotion and Education Committee by President Duvall. And so she's going to join us here and kind of give us a background of how she got started in not only NDFB, but in farming in general. She grew up a city girl.
Oh.
And so the things there, and she's going to share one of the events that was very significant in their involvement in NDFB, that we have that event coming up here at the end of January, the winter conference going on here that's put on by the Young Farmers and Ranchers. So she's going to share a little bit about that also.
Cool.
So, you know, we talk a little bit about agriculture every time that I get a chance to sit in this chair, and today's no different. We're going to do that in the 10 o'clock hour. So a lot of things going on out there in the world. A lot of things happening with the turn of the new year, the new Congress out in D.C., as we just mentioned, Scott's out there. And let the circus commence, I think, in the House of Representatives out there, because the ringleader is Nancy Pelosi now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've got all the monkeys gathered in for the circus, and I think we're going to see quite a show the next 2 years.
Well, she and Schumer are certainly going to town framing the whole government shutdown and people not getting paid who are not getting paid on the president. It's all his fault.
Yeah, it's all the president's fault for wanting a measly $5 billion for a portion of the wall to secure our border.
Yeah, why would we not want to keep our country secure?
Yeah, but yet they didn't have a problem giving $150 billion to Iran when President Obama wanted to do that.
No, true.
So, let's see. We give $150 billion to someone that we know hates us, but we won't spend $5 billion to protect those of us that live mainland in our country.
Well, and you can't just let everybody just freely zoom over. We don't have that problem with other countries because apart from Canada, with other countries, we have what's called oceans separating us already.
Right.
If we had that between the United States and Mexico, we wouldn't be having this conversation now.
It's, yeah.
But we don't have that. Well, you can't just freely let everybody zoom back and forth.
No. No. And
by the way, have you taken a peek at Mexico's South Wall? Yeah, that wall's a little bit more fortified because they don't want everybody just zooming into their country from the other side of that border.
It's just it's an amazing thing to think that we shouldn't be allowed to protect our border. And everyone goes, well, you can't stop immigration. We're a nation of immigrants. We're not stopping immigration. We're stopping those that are coming in here.
Did your ancestors just pop over and just run into the country when they landed at Ellis Island?
Yeah.
Do they just get off the boat and run into the country? No, yeah. There was a process. followed a process.
Yeah. Now, did a few come in a suitcase as babies? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe there was some that slipped through the cracks or in that footlocker or whatever,
Is that why you're so short there?
Yeah. They had me cramping.
You're not a tall guy because you were stuck in a suitcase?
Yeah, stuck in a suitcase.
Ellis Island?
Yeah. Who knows? But, I mean, not having been there, I don't know. But, and the thing is they're like, well, that's not going to stop all the illegal traffic. No, it's not going to stop all of it. But it's shown that at areas where there is a wall, it's reduced at like 95%. That, to me, is pretty good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's just things that they're debating.
The people could have come from England and Germany and France and Spain as freely as they can come from Mexico. Trust me, it wouldn't have been a bunch of ships going through Ellis Island. It would have been a bunch of people just walking right over.
Right. And we
have to do something.
Yeah. We have to adapt. Times have changed. We need to adapt. And we've got the technology available to do these things and the ability to build these things.
If we don't build a wall, what are you telling the rest of the world? You know what? If you just jump over to Mexico, you can run right up here.
Yeah. Yeah. Fly into Mexico, drink some cheap tequila, and then come north.
Exactly.
I mean, that's basically what we're saying.
Right.
Hearie, hearie, all the thugs of the world. just enter Mexico.
Which they already know they can just go through Canada. That's, you know, pretty much the same way. But
well, but it's that you've got to clear airports there when you fly in. You've got there's protocols that have to be met. Now, is that going
to
stop
January,
everyone?
You're going to Mexico and not Canada in the first place. The weather's
exactly. Like yeah, so there's like 9.5 months of the year you're going through Mexico. You're
exactly.
not flying into Canada.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, it's an interesting situation out there, and it's going to be interesting to watch. It's going to be aggravating at times, I'm sure. You know, today marks the day here in North Dakota that the state legislature gavels into their biennial session. And I think you guys are carrying the governor's state of the state address.
I know K-Fire is. I'm not sure about the other affiliates, but I know K-Fire 550 will have. He's due to speak at about 1:30. The session, of course, gets underway at 1, but they've got all the pop and circumstance.
Yeah,
and
all the introduction and walking down the aisle and everything. So this is Daryl Lisa. Glad to be sitting in for Scott Hennon. Like I said, he'll be checking in throughout the day today. We'll be back right after the break. Don't forget to call. It's What's On Your Mind. So give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking today.
800-228-0550.
Hey folks, it's Matt the Pizza Guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. By now you've probably heard me talking about the brand new packaging, the fresh, updated look that keeps Pizza Corner moving forward as the pride of North Dakota. But did you know that you can still get your favorite varieties like Supreme? The Pizza Corner Taco Pizza is outstanding. The Garlic Chicken Alfredo is lights out. And you can't go wrong with Pizza Corner Pizza's Deluxe, loaded with all the good stuff, including green olives. Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Mineral Owners use Mineral Tracker to organize, audit, and track income for royalty interest on an affordable and easy-to-use platform. Mineral Tracker, the only mineral management software that allows mineral owners to compare actual royalty payments to expected payments based on well performance, and a proprietary and Bakken-specific reservoir model built by Mineral Tracker's petroleum engineers. Mineral Tracker users gain mapping and storage features to monitor well locations and store important documents in their online accounts. Users with premium account services also gain access to the expert advice of Mineral Tracker's team of petroleum engineers and certified mineral managers. Mineral Tracker was formed in Wofford City as a subsidiary of McKenzie Minerals Management, LLP, a family-owned and operated business also based in Wofford City. Take control of your minerals. Using a shoebox does not work. Get a one-month free trial. Email info@mineraltracker.com, info@mineraltracker.com. 21 after the hour. It's What's in Your Mind. CJ from Dak Diesel, how are you?
Doing great, Todd. How's it going?
Fantastic. Happy 2019.
Yes, to you too and all the listeners out there, and of course all my customers. So, but yeah, it's just another day, another new year down here. So whether you got issues with other shops or just, you know, you just want a good mechanic, want to switch mechanics, whatever the case is, you know, definitely give us a call. Projects down here today is I actually just finished pulling a head off of ISX Cummins. We got a C15 cat next door trying to find a knock in it, find out where the source is at, and another ISX Cummins that we have totally tore down that we're doing a full overhaul on. So it's just whatever your needs are, you know, whether you got injectors or, you know, coolant leak, oil leak, whatever the case is, definitely give us a call. And, you know, it's one of those things that winter sometimes helps those issues show up a little bit sooner than later. So definitely, whatever your issue is, like I said, give us a call. Number is 258-5011. Or you can call me on my cell at 210-0888, or also look us up on the web at dakdiesel.com.
CJ, thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too, Todd. Have a great week. Rest
Alrighty.
Of the week.
All right, you too. 22 after the hour, Darrell Lees is in for Scott Hennon, although Scott Hennon is apparently hooked up here and everything.
I think Scott is on the line. Hey, yeah, Scott, how are you doing today?
Doing fantastic. I'm in the swamp. Can you smell the swamp from here? From there?
Well, we heard you splash land out there, you know, even though it took a lot of hours to do.
Sampling. But thankfully, I have a swamp buster with me here. That was for you, Darrell. And his name is Congressman Kevin Cramer for just a few more minutes, and then we'll be calling him Senator Kevin Cramer. How does your day feel, sir?
It feels sort of historic, Scott, to be honest. It's been, you know, people have been asking me, are you excited and all those things, and I've not been overly excited. It's seemed like a lot of work, right? And that's good. I'm looking forward to work. I wish we were working a little harder right now. And being in the House, wrapping up House business has sort of been the priority while preparing for the Senate transition, and I've been grateful for that. But now today, as the day is upon us, it's, you know, my family's around, of course, some of my children and grandchildren and brothers and sisters and lots and lots of friends from all across North Dakota that came out, supporters from everywhere. It's feeling pretty special, and historic's the best word I can use, and then just grateful.
You know, family, of course, relishes a day like today because when you're a member of Congress, you work hard. You're away from your family a lot. Republicans, Democrats, this is true public service. You're gone away from your family. So today is at least a day to have everybody together and kind of celebrate a little bit. And you don't exactly get to invite them all either, right? It's a little limited.
It's a little limited, but we're fortunate. As I recall, being sworn into the House, I think you had two tickets, I think, to the gallery, maybe three. Here you have 23 because there's only, you know, one third of the Senate is of 100 as opposed to all 435 are sworn in on the same day. So it's less exclusive in the sense of who you can invite. And then there's a, you know, closed circuit television place for others to watch and whatnot. There's always C-SPAN, right? Or C-SPAN 2, I guess, in the case of the Senate. But it is very special. So as you know, those of you all that came from particularly Fargo, it was an adventure yesterday. It was a very long ordeal, especially if you're on American Airlines. And so people who were supposed to be here at 11 in the morning were here at 8 last night. You among them. But lo and behold, late last night, I did take my brothers and sisters and their families on a tour of the Capitol right up to about midnight. And it really occurred to me how very, very special this is and how special this place is. I call it the factory. I always say the factory dome. And to be through walking through the Capitol with my family, and the only other people that we saw were, you know, night maintenance people that were putting the finishing touches on some new signs on doors and paint on, you know, fresh paint on a couple of walls, and the occasional police officer. To be among you know, the ghosts of the giants on whose shoulders we stand, it was pretty special last night.
It's impossible to come to the city and not get overcome with some of the you know, historical significance of how we're here in Washington, crossing the Delaware, and that kind of North Dakota-like weather. And I mean, you're just, you know, really pretty amazing. Yet you call it the factory dome; I call it the swamp. You know, because it just seems like it's to me, as someone that reveres the founding fathers and what they stood for, it seems like it's long forgotten here. Can the you know, historical winds prevail over the swamp?
It's interesting, Scott, because some of the, you know, most egregious swamp creatures, if you will, would submit to you that it is that tradition that creates the gridlock that you see now in many cases, and I would disagree. Founders didn't create the 60-vote rule. They didn't create filibuster. They had a very different idea of the Senate being the deliberative body. The six-year terms were part of that, of course, but I don't think they, I'm convinced they didn't envision a body that doesn't work. And so, yeah, we've got some work to do, but I'll tell you why I'm encouraged by it. I'm here now in the Senate with a lot of my colleagues. In fact, there are two Democrats that, you know, Democratic House members that are joining us, and one of them is a classmate of mine, Kirsten Sinema. Marsha Blackburn and I are the two Republicans that won, House Republicans that won. So there are four of us, and then there's one other one. Martha McSally was appointed to fill the term that, you know, of John McCain's, which John Kyle had been filling up until December 31st. So there are five of us in this class. That's significant, but more significant than that is Todd Young, who was the only House member that won 2 years ago, but 4 years ago, a whole bunch of them did. A bunch of my colleagues and good friends, Steve Daines, James Langford, you know, Cory Gardner, just a whole bunch of them, Shelley Moore Capito, I could keep going, you know, but anyway, there's a lot of them that want to do what a lot of us want to do, and that is to make the Senate work again, more efficient, change some of the rules back. If we can't get rid of the full filibuster, the 60-vote rule, at least let's rein it in a little bit. Let's not apply it to appropriations. Let's eliminate that 30-hour debate rule on every single appointment, because what it's become is those rules have been used now to stop progress rather than enhance it.
So, Daryl, after the swearing-in, we're going to have a chance to catch up with Congressman Kramer as well, and we'll be hearing that tomorrow on the program. And I promise to ask about all kinds of priorities for the 116th Congress, including agriculture, of course. And,
absolutely.
And a few others as well. So we'll throw it back to you. We'll check in later, give you a little TikTok of the day as we go here. C-SPAN 3 does have it this afternoon, but we'll get it to Todd ASAP, so you'll be hearing clips right here on What's on Your Mind and all of our stations today. So stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, Scott, there are over 100 fjords in your future.
Thanks to you, our good guy, Carol Juven, who's been to Norway how many times?
174 times.
And this tour is filling up, isn't it?
This tour is nearly full.
So we need you to call Carol right now and reserve your spot. My wife Maria and I and our family are headed to beautiful Norway, a celebration of our heritage and the witness of the midnight sun. What is the midnight sun, Carol?
24 hours of daylight, and the Norwegians love it.
See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, the majestic mountains, June 15th through June 30th. This will be a seven-day land tour visiting Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, and Trondheim, and travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun. Call now. A complete packet of information will be sent to you, 800-343-0093. 0093. Call Carol and the team right now. 800-343-0093 at Juven Tours and Travel.
Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats take control of the U.S. House of Representatives today, and one of their first priorities will be an effort to end the government shutdown, which is now in its 13th day, as Congress and President Trump are still deadlocked over a funding bill and the wall that President Trump wants to build on the U.S.-Mexico border. A meeting at the White House yesterday involving congressional leaders provided no breakthroughs. Senate Republican Lindsey Graham says,
if he gives in now, that's the end of 2019 in terms of him being an effective president. That's probably the end of his presidency.
U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Huntsman has met with the Michigan man who's jailed in Moscow, accused of spying. It was 48-year-old Paul Whelan's first meeting with any American official since the Russians arrested him Friday when he was attending the wedding of a fellow former U.S. Marine. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you by High Plains Apache. They have an opening for a field service technician in Mandan. Great pay, team environment, benefits. Get your cover letter and resume to jobs@highplainsapache.com. jobs@highplainsapache.com. Darrell Lease is busy doing that right now, but he'll take a moment and get back on What's in Your Mind here.
Hey, it's What's on Your Mind, and we've got waiting to give us a Frisco report is Steve and down there, down in, Frisco land and South Fargo.
Where the snow went,
yeah. But we're going to take Alan quick. Alan, he's been hanging on here for about 13 minutes, has a comment about the wall. Quickly, Alan, what do you have to say about the wall? Do we have Alan with us? There
yeah,
he is, hey, Alan.
This may have been said before, but, you know, whenever anybody travels from country to country, there's a requirement that we have to show our piece of ID with all the passports. And to have that passport, there's certain credentials that you have to abide by to even be able to have a passport. You know, I mean, I'm not going to get into details, but at any rate, I find it really odd, even that Democrats don't have a problem with that requirement to get from country to country. And it just, to me, it proves how much the Democrats are, what they're doing. I mean, when you're wanting to establish a boundary line for obvious reasons, but yet they don't have a problem with the requirements to fill a passport.
Yeah, no, it's a good point you bring up there, Alan, and thanks for the call today and letting us know what's on your mind. It's really counterproductive to think that we shouldn't have accountability when you want to go to any other country. You know, they expect you, like he said, to have that passport and the things that come along with that. Now, live from the South Fargo Bison Nation of Texas, Frisco it is, we're going to get a live report on what's going on and some of the things that are going on down there weather-wise, too. Steve, how are things going?
Steve, the weather with him, I guess.
Yeah, good. Nice to be with you guys. Although I'll tell you this, your high temperatures in Bismarck and Fargo today will be higher than our temperatures, the highest temperature in Frisco. It's about 33, 34 right now, and we got a cold rain. And, yes, some snow is expected in the northern suburbs of Dallas here today. I don't know. I came down here to get away from all this, and I guess it followed with us down here, and I'm thinking of all those Bison fans that are going to be driving down from North Dakota, Western Minnesota, South Dakota. They might be running some nasty weather. So if you're driving down, listening on the mobile app, or listening on the radio, and planning on heading down fairly soon, it may be a little slow going today in certain parts. And then the weather's going to get pretty nice. So we're going to turn things around here a little bit. But, yeah, tomorrow we're going to be in the low 50s. And then 62 and sunshine on Saturday, Darryl. That doesn't sound so bad, does it, for football?
No, that sounds like a pretty good football day to me. And, of course, I don't know. I kind of enjoy watching those games where there's 6 to 8 inches of snow on the ground. So, mm-hmm. You know, me being a Patriots fan, you know, they've won some pretty big games having to move the snow for their kicker to kick a field goal. So yeah. I kind of have partial to that.
I'm with you. Those are fun to watch. I think the teams, if they're going to decide a national championship, probably want some drier footings. But, yeah, as fans, it's kind of fun to watch them in the mud and the snow and rooting around like pigs in the lot. You know, that's not all bad either.
You can't help it if some guy on prison release just happens to grab a plow and go.
Yes.
And, you know,
exactly.
There's nothing you can do, but you cannot control that stuff.
Well, no. And I go back to my junior high days when I played football in junior high, and we played like a third week of September game in about 5 inches of snow when I was in junior high.
There you go.
And I got my hand.
That was before global warming.
Yeah, it was before global warming. I got my hand stepped on and didn't realize that it had been stepped on, I mean, like hard, until it thawed out about 2 hours later. That's how cold it was.
It saved your hand.
Well,
yeah,
thank goodness they've got a tarp over the field right now, so the playing conditions are going to be fine on Saturday, but they've had quite a bit of rain here the last few days. You see a lot of ponds and pools sitting in the ditches in the low-lying areas here. But by the time we get to Saturday, we should be in really good shape for some good football. Our coverage of the Bison and Frisco is brought to you by our marquee sponsor, Border Plains, West Plains, and Northern Plains Equipment. Big thanks to them for making this coverage possible. Sponsoring our coverage from Frisco, Fisher Leasing, Gate City Bank, Pinnacle Travel Plazas, Custom Express Car Wash, Farmers Union, Senex of Watford City, and PetroServe USA. So here's a few things for those of you that are traveling down. Those coming down will notice some new amenities this year at Toyota Stadium. They've just finished a $60 million improvement project to install new video boards, a new sound system, a new press conference and media area, and some new seats as well. The place still holds about 20,000 people, so the capacity has not changed. The biggest storyline, I think, surrounding the team continues to be the coaching staff at NDSU. Head coach Chris Klieman, as you probably know, is taking the head coaching job at Kansas State, but for the last 9 days, he's been in Fargo helping his team get ready. He's taking three other assistant coaches with him once this game is over. He did spend a little bit of time in Kansas as he was getting ready to assign his latest recruiting class, but he's been pretty locked in the last couple of weeks or so back in Fargo getting the team ready. As the new head coach at North Dakota State, Matt Entz, the defensive coordinator, has not named his coaching staff, so there is some intrigue there as well. Now, our sports director at AM 1100, the Flag, Evan Giddings, is over at the NDSU press conference going on right now, and when we check back with you guys at 10:30, we'll let you know what interesting things were said here. And also want to let you know, if you can't make it to Frisco, we've got a way for you to experience some of the sights and sounds of the FCS championship game. Go to AM1100theflag.com for our Frisco Fan Cam, sponsored by Gate City Bank. We'll have interviews, field trips, the Pep Fest, and all kinds of other goodies to help you stay in touch with the fan experience down here. On the field, NDSU will be gunning for its 7th national title in 8 years, and if you're looking to see where NDSU may have an advantage, well, the rushing game could be one of those things. NDSU is averaging 286 rushing yards a game. Meanwhile, Eastern Washington is giving up about 157, and that's only 46th best in the FCS. So that might be one area where NDSU could make some things happen on the ground there. This report from Frisco brought to you by our marquee sponsor, Border Plains, West Plains, and Northern Plains Equipment. Also by Fisher Leasing, Gate City Bank, Pinnacle Travel Plazas, Custom Express Car Wash, Farmers Union, Senex of Watford City, and PetroServe USA. So, from not so balmy Frisco, Texas, we'll send it back up to you guys in a much balmier Bismarck, North Dakota.
So I got a question for you before you take off from this segment here.
Yes, sir.
Are the freeways backed up with the beer trucks coming in?
Yes, that is an affirmative. All of the distilleries and breweries have been notified that Bison Nation is headed down to North Dallas, and so there will be plenty of Pilsner flowing freely here in this area coming up the rest of the weekend, no doubt about that. Most people are going to be arriving today. A few people got in yesterday. Most will arrive today or early on Friday. Big Pep Fest coming up tomorrow night, so there's going to be a lot of activities, a lot of fun, and yes, there will be a few beverages is that will be consumed. No doubt about that.
You got to figure that they should have done a $20 million expansion on the stadium, given all the money we've spent down there. I mean,
that's about right.
We financed that from North Dakota, our gift to Texas. There you go.
Last year it was 19,000 yellow-clad fans and about 1,000 that were wearing some other shade of color. It was... It's going to be even more lopsided this year
in all probability, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the Eastern Washington fan base look like down there, projections?
They have five fans.
Yeah, I don't know. They did. I did see a note that they had some tickets that were available that didn't get bought, so they were being returned and available for sale. So I don't know if that's a very good sign if you're expecting or if you're hoping for a lot of Eastern Washington fans to be here on Saturday.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, you brought up the fact of, you know, the coaching change that's taken place. Coach Kleiman going to Kansas down there to K-State. And, you know, the focus is still there. And, you know, the team, everything that I've heard, and I've got friends that have, you know, sons that are playing, are starting for the Bison right now. And everything you hear and see from them, that the players were extremely supportive of Coach Kleiman getting that opportunity to go to that next level. And so, I mean, it's a mutual respect there. And I think that's why that program is so successful, is just that locker room respect that everyone has.
Daryl, they did something that's almost unheard of. Chris Kleiman, I'm speaking about. He told his team very early in the process, I'm being looked at for this Kansas State job, and I need to have this not get out. This needs to stay with us. And the 24 seniors in that locker room made sure that they kept that news within the locker room. I don't know how they did it. That's, as I said, it's unheard of for a secret like that to be kept, but they did for almost a full week before it really got out anywhere. And by doing that, I think Chris Kleiman earned a tremendous amount of respect from his team, to the point that when he let them know that he was leaving to take the job, he got a standing ovation. Now, contrast that with most places where a coach says he's going to leave and everybody's mad at him. I don't know how they did it, but they did it, and they did it very well.
Well, and I think, you know, I think the Bison's success has maybe bred a little bit of that. You don't hold someone back. You help them rise to the stars. And I think that just that whole attitude is being portrayed right now. And those players recognize that this is Coach Kleiman's next rise to the stars. And I think that's just I think it's just a mentality within that program that's made that football program the success it's been in the last 10 years.
Daryl, when I started covering this team in the late 1990s, there was almost a reluctance even from NDSU to acknowledge the players that went on to play professionally or those that were getting tryouts or opportunities to make the pros. It was kind of like, if you leave here, well, the heck with you. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. But now they are celebrating those guys that are going on to have pro careers and even those that are going to other jobs. NDSU's media relations team sent out a press release when Chris Kleiman took the job at Kansas State. That's uncommon for a school to say, hey, good for you, coach. Go somewhere else and make your money. That's a very uncommon thing. So, yeah, they do it a little bit differently.
Yeah, and it's just a credit to their success and the reason for their success. Well, we're going to hear back from you in less than an hour now at the bottom of the 10 o'clock hour at 10:32. You'll be back. So find some more interesting things out for us to share with us in the meantime, would you?
Yeah, we'll let you know what happens at the NDSU press conference. We don't expect any major news to be broken today, but sometimes the answers are fairly interesting, and Evan will be along to tell us what was said in the press conference going on right now.
Sounds great. Thanks, Steve, and
we look forward to
the next report.
Sounds great.
Oh, yeah. You know, live reports from Frisco, live reports from D.C., and actually, you know, we need to recognize the folks that are making the D.C. This possible here. It's Select Energy, North Dakota Bankers Association, Continental Resources, and Canary. You know, it's great sponsors that make these things possible to have these live reports from some real interesting things. Bison Championship number 7 coming home this weekend, and a full slate of congressional delegation from North Dakota that are Republicans getting sworn in.
There you go.
We'll be back. It's What's On Your Mind right after the break.
At whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hey folks, it's Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. By now you've probably heard me talking about the brand new packaging, the fresh, updated look that keeps Pizza Corner moving forward as the pride of North Dakota. But did you know that you can still get your favorite varieties like Supreme? The Pizza Corner Taco Pizza is outstanding. The Garlic Chicken Alfredo is lights out. And you can't go wrong with Pizza Corner Pizza's Deluxe, loaded with all the good stuff, including green olives. Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
You get the smoothest, most responsive wind rower handling ever with the new SpeedRower SP wind rowers from New Holland. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer, and they will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a SpeedRower SP wind rower from New Holland.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, brought to you in part by Jim the Flagpole Guy at ndflagpoleguy.com. Jim?
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'm here to welcome you to 2019. We have a new year with new opportunities, new growth filled with hopes and dreams. Today's politics, tiresome at best. We are forced to contemplate both sides of the arguments from our elected leaders. I believe as we look forward, we should first look back. My personal studies have been filled of late with the study of my last name, Swartout. Dutch origin, Swartwout, is when our American experience began. Through a couple small changes in spelling over time, our name enriched America with Gladys Swartout, an opera singer, Glennon Swartout, an author, Cornelius Swartout, the inventor of the waffle iron, Jacobus Swartwout, a brigadier general in the Revolutionary War, with dozens of others who fought valiantly for freedom. But the treasure I found most humbly was the Flag Resolution Act of 1777 by the Second Continental Congress. Abraham Swartout gave the blue of his jacket that was assembled and flown as the first official battle flag that flew over Fort Schuyler. My history tells me of the great sacrifices and accomplishments of so many individuals that have brought us to this date. I am resolved to fight for what I know is our history, not what those tell us who we are and where we should go. May you endeavor to search for wisdom and truth and proudly display our greatest symbol of American freedom, the American colors. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
All right, thank you, Jim. American made proud of it, 701-571-FLAG, 571-FLAG, or online, of course, at ndflagpoleguy.com. Night before the hour, Daryl East from the North Dakota Farm Bureau and the Raising Pigs. You know, I should have little pigs playing in the background here.
Well, we got little pigs playing in the farrowing crates at home with their moms right now. We've got three litters already on the ground. We've got four that are due today. And believe it or not, so this is kind of my day of, I'll call it my day of diversity in the pig business, because I have a Hereford female.
Day of diversity, yeah. Really?
A Hereford gilt that's going to farrow.
You seem like the kind of guy that would be using that as a catchphrase.
That's my political correctness coming out. Because I'm so political correct. Anyways, so I got a Hereford gilt that's supposed to farrow today, a Yorkshire gilt that's supposed to farrow today, a Berkshire gilt that's supposed to farrow today, and a Chester White gilt that's supposed to farrow today, all having registered purebred litters. So there you go. I am
equal opportunity pigger.
Absolutely. There's pigging going on in the barn today. So, but it's good to be in the seat here, sitting in for Scott Hennen. What's on your mind? A couple of texts. Let's go back and grab a few texts here since we've got time in this segment, Todd. It's got to get back up to where those were. One of the texters said, I want Daryl to address the fact of how is it that ranchers are supposed to pay our bills on an $825 heifer calf. The packers are running us out of business with vertical integration, and it has to be addressed before we are out of business. I know who this texter is, and we've had this conversation before, and so I'm going to tell him, well, first of all, have more steer calves. They're worth more money if you can control that. But, you know, that's... No, that's just a joke. There is, you know, there's some things going on out there that the packer consolidation is becoming a concern for a lot of those folks in the cattle business. You know, you got just basically down to about three major packers doing the harvest of all the cattle in the country and probably in the world. I mean, there's smaller ones out there, but I mean, there's three of them that control the vast majority of it, and that's what he's referencing here. And there's, you know, once again, there are government things out there that are supposed to control monopolies and not allow monopolistic, you know, entities to come together. And they're kind of falling down in all those things across the board when it comes to Congress. Heck, they can't agree that we need to be a secure country. How do we expect them to agree that they need to enforce the, you know, anti-monopoly rules that we have on the books out there? So these are things that are a concern out there. You know, we're hearing it more and more from our ranchers out there that concern is growing, and it's actually driving a pretty big wedge in the cattle industry out there. There's actually three organizations out there that are all cattle specific organizations. You have, you know, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, NCBA. You have the U.S. Cattlemen's. And then you have RCAF, and RCAF being a very small and minute portion of that. But the U.S. Cattlemen's is kind of an offshoot of some of those RCAFers early on. And then, you know, NCBA is the long standing one out there. That's the biggest membership and represents probably has the biggest representation for ranchers out there. But yeah, I think there's more and more of this, issue out there that's going to become a bigger thing and going to be getting lobbied a lot harder, I believe, with our congressional delegation coming up. Some other texters, one is wondering if this batch will follow the oath to uphold the Constitution. I'm guessing they're talking about the incoming congressional folks out there, and it says place your bets. I wonder if there's an odds line on that in Vegas.
Because we already know we're off to a flying start.
Oh,
right?
yeah.
Pelosi and Schumer have now tried to dominate the talking points already.
Right. And then another one says, what about the trillions of dollars Obama wasted on Obamacare that screwed up our health care forever? Yeah, and that's in comparison to asking for a measly $5 billion to secure our borders.
I was going to say.
Think about
it.
I guess
we just don't put a border up and we just let everybody walk in.
Yeah, and then give them free health care that costs us more. We'll be back after the break. This is Darrell Lee sitting in for Scott Hennin. It's What's on Your Mind.
At 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Boy, have you got a lot of saunas to choose from here. Tell folks about the variety.
Yeah, there's variety because everybody has a different need for one. We can do a custom cut. There's the designer saunas, which are beautiful, outdoor saunas, infrared saunas, plug-and-play saunas, meaning I could take one home today, plug it in, and start using it tonight. And we have some great financing on them as well. Literally, Scott, you could get into a nice two-person sauna in your apartment, in your house, in wherever, by just plugging it in for as little as $2.94 a day, and that is way less than a cup of Starbucks coffee. And the wellness and the health and the benefits you get from that $2.94 a day, you can't put a price on it.
Great selection, great savings, great financing deals, a good reason to hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Ask about the Finleo Spas, Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables too, Grand Forks, Fargo, Minot, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake too.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.